because I talk to a lot of parents, and, you know, parents of every income bracket are guilty of this because they think that they are not adequate to teach them financial responsibility, and they are so accustomed to just giving their children money without making them work for it. By doing so, they slowly become money monsters. Baby money monsters right now because they are young, but they will turn into oblivious big money monsters later on in their adulthood.
Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. Support for this podcast comes from Divvy Investments. How much do you hate losing money? I can't stand it, and it burns me even more when it's for needless fees. I work hard and I want my money to do the same. Investing in your 401k is a smart way to do that, but many times the options are a mess. That's where Divvy can help. Sign up, get assessed, and they will give you a model with specific low-cost index funds or ETF recommendations that fit you. And if your 401k doesn't have the options available, they'll tailor one based on what you do have. You continue to invest on your own, and they send you alerts when you need to rebalance. It's a win-win, the best of do-it-yourself investing with some guidance to help you avoid information overload. Divvy offers an affordable online subscription, and Couple Money listeners can save even more. Just visit divvyinvestments.com and use the coupon code COUPLEMONEY. As parents, we want our kids to be responsible, happy, and giving adults. Part of that entails being smarter with their finances than we've been. We want them to understand the value of money and how it can help, but we don't want it to be their focus. And it's tough to pass on these lessons when there's noise all around us. Buy now, pay later. Credit card debt is normal. Get as much as you can afford. It's tough, but not impossible. Joining me today is Sunny Lee. She's the owner and CEO of Good Life Advisors and author of Is Your Child a Money Master or a Money Monster? In today's episode, she discusses how really young children can start learning crucial lessons, how to encourage and reward kids towards success, and how to develop the habit of giving with your kids. Besides her professional experience with families, Sunny is also a mother. And just like most of us, she's doing her best to guide her kids to become financially responsible. As parents, we tend to pull from our own experiences, good or bad, and money is no exception. Growing up poor in Korea, Sunny developed a work ethic early on.
Well, actually, I grew up in a really, really poor family. My parents had many jobs. My mom was working on two jobs. My dad had like 9 to 5 jobs, but always there were like so many months at the end of the money, and always we didn't have enough. And I didn't understand. My oldest brother one time said to me that being poor is not it's not something to be ashamed of, but something very inconvenient. And as a young child, it was so inconvenient to me because I had nothing to play with. Unlike many of my friends, they play with the Barbies and dollhouse. I didn't have any of that, so I, you know, made my own stuffed animal. And, you know, when my friends were playing with, you know, cats and dogs, I played with different kind of live animals, like rats. So when I was really young, I made up my mind, you know, one day I'm going to be very, not just wealthy, but financially independent. Mm. So I made up my mind, I'm going to start working. You know, so as a really young child, I think at 6 or 7, I told my mom that I need a job. My mom was working at 2 jobs, so she hardly had any time to clean the house. So we made a deal, and she allowed me to do some chores at home after school. So after I came home, I started to clean all the, you know, houses, living room, toilet, and everything, just almost like to the perfection. And my mom was really happy. She started giving me some allowance, like, you know, $1, you know, in Korean currency a week and things like that, and I started to save money. So I grew up in a really, really poor family. That's why when I became a mother, I wanted to teach my kids how to earn, save, and invest money as early as possible so that they can be financially independent. They don't have to wait until 65 when they retire, but they can enjoy that financial independence, you know, even at a younger age.
Determined to give them more opportunities, Sunny began teaching them from when they were toddlers about money. The first lesson wasn't about numbers, but rather a positive view of finances.
I wanted to plant the right kind of seeds in our children's mind because, you know, when our children constantly hear, you know, those around them talk negatively about finance, they may develop a negative view of money, which can in turn create very poor money habits. So I say a lot of positive things about money. Mm-hmm. So I had a lot of conversation, you know, with my kids, whether they understand or not. I believe that they understand. So I planted lots of good money principle seeds in their mind.
And then she began teaching other lessons, such as money is earned, not just given.
I gave them a lot of chores, you know, when they were cute. I gave them some chores to do so that they could earn money. I wanted to show them how to earn money, not just be given money. So, you know, when they were about 2 years old, I asked them to fold socks or, you know, water the plants or sweep the floor, things like that. I didn't really expect them to do perfectly, but I was expecting them to do it with a good attitude and excitement. It is really important for us, especially parents, whether we are in the financial business or not, it's really important for us to start the conversation with our children and letting them know that money is earned, not given. Because parents, we all know this, but many kids don't. They think that everything is just given to them. So this kid thinks, you know, take things for granted and even demand things from their parents or grandparents or our family members as if they are automatically entitled to them. This is largely because everything is just simply handed to them ever since they were young by their parents or other family members. So this kind of, you know, common cause of, you know, childhood entitlement is the lack of education surrounding money. You know, parents don't teach them money is earned. So it's very important for us to teach them the value of earning money, working through work, like doing chores, and also help them to save those money and help them to understand how to manage those money wisely as young as 2 or 3.
2 or 3 may seem really young, but you'd be surprised at how much little ones can learn. In 2011, New York Times money columnist Ron Lieber saw firsthand how the producers at Sesame Street were including topics like savings with their preschool audience. And that's the key. Start small. When our oldest began asking about more snacks at the grocery stores, we took it as an opportunity. We didn't get into the numbers, but we did tell her that she had a snack budget. She could pick one for the week. Some weeks she'd see a big fancy display, try to sneak in an extra one, but we stuck with a rule. Now that she has an allowance and can pick up an extra snack with her own money, she's actually pretty particular. The store displays can sometimes tempt her, but most weeks she doesn't fall for it. If you're a parent, you know that's not automatic. You have to find a way to engage your kids.
Once they feel like finance is boring, that's the end of the story.
So to encourage her sons, Sunny developed a system that rewarded great habits, and it began incorporating a program around that idea.
My kids wanted to earn more money because by doing, around the time, they already understood the value of hard work. And, you know, when they do a good job, they get the short reward. So they wanted to have more reward. And when I created this system, it was perfect because, you know, I added not only just morning stuff allowance, but I also created an incentive program that go along with it that actually can give them more money. Like, you know, a book report and also activities, any activities. You know, we parents, we think that, you know, just taking them to different activities like, you know, soccer game or piano lesson or ballet dance and taekwondo class, things like that, we fulfill our parental duty. But we forget to actually reward their hard work. I created this program, project, Money Stuff Allowance, when my kids were about to go to kindergarten because I heard from many other, you know, moms that morning is such a, like, stressful time of the day because they have to just do whatever it takes to wake their children up and get them ready for school. When they are actually, especially working moms, they don't really have a lot of time to, you know, do all those things and dread by their children because they have to get themselves ready for their work, too. So I wanted to actually create a helpful for stress-free morning. And also, I wanted to create a way to reward my kids, you know, give them more money and incentives according to their good behavior and conduct.
Besides learning the value of hard work and the financial foundations like saving and investing, Sunny also wanted to help her children develop a giving spirit.
love is a sharing, right? Because, you know, when we as parents, when we teach our children to earn and save and invest and take care of themselves like that, they actually learn also about, you know, the pleasure of giving to other people. You know, when they have money, they don't only spend the money for themselves, but they also experience the part where when they buy things with their own money for other people, the other people actually feel the same kind of pleasure. You know, they feel happy. So ever since they were young, they experienced that, you know, when they have money, like for their aunties, their uncles, they bought, you know, some kind of small gifts for their birthdays, and they saw their reaction, their response. You know, they were, their aunties and uncle were so happy, and they solidified little of those things, little by little of those things to the other people, like, you know, their mom and dad. And of course, we were exhilarated. Doesn't matter how big or small their gift was. So they experience how wonderful it is to give and see other people so happy. And when they were in fourth or fifth grade of elementary school, they wanted to share that kind of like love and their money with other people as well, like, you know, their school, for their school classmates, you know, through the fundraising experience. So I learned that, you know, like, as they earn more money, instead of them being very greedy, you know, I want to have more and more and more for myself, I learned that, you know, I experienced that their heart more open to other people and understand the value of just sharing and giving more to other people. So, for example, sometime last week, they had their friend birthday party, and they were invited to their friend's birthday party. And what they did before they went to their birthday party, they thought about what kind of gift this friend would love to have, and they kind of strategized it, and Jason and Matthew, they both chipped in and bought something that their friends would love to have, well, of course, with their own money, and they gave the gift to the friend. Of course, their friend was really, really happy. But what I noticed was that some of their friends, although their parents have a lot of money, they themselves don't necessarily have money. And when, you know, friend's birthday come, you know, these friends who really didn't learn how to earn and save and invest. So I noticed the pattern, you know, the difference between my kids and some other kids, how they even buy things for the friend's birthday. My kids have money, therefore they think about what will make their friends happy, and they buy those things in advance and bring it to the birthday party. On the other hand, some friends just ask their parents to buy whatever at the last minute and just bring it. So there's a big difference.
I know it can be tough. But remember, as long as you're starting the conversation, you are moving in the right direction.
Yeah, one thing that I want to say is many parents come to me and say they don't know where to start. They don't know what to do. They are not, you know, major in finance. They don't work in the finance field like me. I always tell them, you know, just you being mom or dad itself is already enough, and it qualifies you. And just you do anything out of love is enough.
Thanks to Sunny for being a part of the show. Want to learn more about kids and money? Please visit nomoneymonster.com or follow Sunny on Facebook. You can also go to the show notes. I'll have all the links there, as well as other resources to help your kid become better with finances. Thanks to our sponsor. Check out Divvy when you have a chance. Their support helps me keep the show running, and they have a great service to help you with your 401k. Our theme song was written and performed by Gentle Regime. Additional music from Lee Rosevere. And thank you. Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. If you haven't already, please make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. You'll get the latest stories and tips on building your wealth together sent to you. And it's free. We're out there on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and more. You can also grab the feed off our site so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service app you prefer. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.